This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Lonely as God and white as a winter moon. That's how 19th century Pony Express rider and poet Joaquin Miller described Mount Shasta, California's most majestic and mysterious mountain. The state's fifth highest peak, but more impressive than any other, Shasta is clearly visible from as far away as 150 miles. Camp or picnic, or just sit and stare, somewhere you can commune with the mountain. It's not safe to drive while looking. Up close, though, Shasta is more obscure, harder to grasp. Native people revere Shasta as the abode of the Great Spirit. Others, too, attribute special power to the Great Mountain. Buddhists, Tibetan shamans, Christians of all stripes. French mountaineer René Dumas, author of the unfinished 1952 cult classic Mount Analog, a novel of symbolically authentic non-Euclidean adventures in mountain climbing, chronicles the great mountain climb to God. He also somehow describes Shasta. In the mythic tradition, he wrote, the mountain is the bond between earth and sky. Its solitary summit reaches the sphere of eternity, and its base spreads out in manifold foothills into the world of mortals. It is the way by which man can raise himself to the divine, and by which the divine can reveal itself to man. But Dumas' spirit mountain must also exist physically, not just in allegory. Its summit must be inaccessible, but its base accessible to human beings as nature made them. It must be unique, and it must exist geographically. The door to the invisible must be visible. A national natural landmark in the midst of Shasta Trinity National Forest, Mount Shasta is certainly visible. It's the highest point in California's Cascades, and the largest volcano in the contiguous 48 states. Mount Whitney is taller by 332 feet, and other mountains are bigger by other measurements, but their grandeur is lost among other lofty peaks. Not so Shasta, which stands alone at 14,162 feet and towers almost 10,000 feet above the surrounding countryside. Lonely as God, white as a winter moon. There is always snow on Shasta, or at least so far in our reckless climate change experiment. Hikers and backpackers walk up into it via forest trails from spring to early September, but only the fit and determined get to the top. The truly intrepid tackle technical climbs almost any time. A Yreka merchant, E.D. Pierce, is credited with the first ascent of Mount Shasta, though we can safely assume that Native Americans visited the mountain regularly for religious ritual and other purposes for thousands of years previous. Scientists first braved the mountain in 1862, when Josiah Whitney led a geological survey party to the summit. When they got to the top, they found tin cans, broken bottles, a Methodist hymn book, a newspaper, a pack of cards, and other evidences of, quote, bygone civilization, unquote. Non-climbers, at least those who aren't climbing literally, take the highway up the mountain anyway, to where the road ends. Once the smoke clears, from there, 8,000 feet up, you can see the entire north end of the Sacramento Valley, Burney Falls, Lassen Park, the Trinity Alps, Castle Crags, the Sacramento River Canyon, and Lake Siskiyou below. Wow! Until next time, when we visit the Modoc Plateau, the smiles of God, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.